Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. And you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can also find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Normally, lots of photos and videos and stuff that I post during the week. I have not been posting as much as usually normal. I think there was a recall. Yeah, I think it was last week. Was it last week, week before? I can't remember. It was a Pedigree product, as I recall. And so hopefully you're not feeding that poor a quality of food. But if you are, there was a recall in the last few weeks. Anyway, I'm looking out my window, and I would say it's a gorgeous sunny morning up here out in my forest land. Some clouds. But my little triangle of sky that I can see is sunny, and looking down south, I may have the sun before everybody else does around here. Anyway, gosh, it's been a long time since I've been able to say this, and we think it's been at least a month. But Animal World production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan, and
hey,
welcome back.
Good morning, Martha. Just like how I was departing, I was going to play a jet engine sound on my way out. Well, I thought about playing a jet engine sound coming back, but I landed like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks
right,
ago.
Right, you've been back
gonna
a while.
That's going to be a very delayed flight if I played it.
Because you were actually back last week, but you weren't here. David was here because you were Bigfooting.
What's funny is I've been back for almost a month, actually. I landed on the 24th of July of June, excuse me.
Well, let's, before we start catching up, because we could just go off on a tangent now and catch up, because it's been all that, but let's get the rest of our crew together here, because it is the second Sunday of the month, so that means it's our energy balancing show. So, best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes practitioner, Linda Rasmussen is here. Good morning, Linda. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
And so, Linda, you haven't seen Nathan for a while either. But
no.
And I can't remember what the last show was before you left. But at any rate, it's been over a month since you left. And the last time we really talked, Nathan, I guess you remember now. I'm remembering, too. I think it was when we did the last show together. The next day, you took off for the Philippines.
Yes.
To go canoodle in person with your lady friend, Fia.
Got to be back together with Fia again, of course.
And there's all kinds of stuff we can talk about. Of course, I want to know about your trip and all of that good stuff. But I guess just so everybody knows, what are we doing with the weather today? I thought it was supposed to be a little cooler and but sunny in the afternoon, and it seems like, I don't know, I don't recognize our weather, because last looking at, I think, the weather report last night, it was like sun every day for the few, and no rain. It was like, where do I live? Is this, you know, I just, you know, having grown up here and spent my whole life here, my parents moved to the Seattle area when I was 3 months old. So literally, I've spent pretty much my whole life here. And it's definitely, the weather has changed. Warmer and drier and all that good stuff. So are we going to have sun this afternoon everywhere and that sort of thing, Nathan? Is that correct?
Yep, we just got another one of those marine layer days that start off the morning but clear off in the afternoon and will become sunny. Temperature is still a little bit on the cool end, though, for today in the low 70s. But going into Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, remainder of the week for that matter, we're going to be in the upper 70s to low 80s with that sunny sunshine that you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, it usually, I don't have to be all that concerned about, you know, watering that much and so forth, but it's just it just isn't raining enough to keep everything watered. And I don't know about you guys, but we're already on water restrictions and stuff. And, you know, according to your address, you get to water on these days and that sort of thing. So we know that we didn't get the snowpack that we need to get us through the summer. How do you have any reports on that, Nathan? How we're doing on snowpack and water for the winter? I mean, for the summer? Because we've already got a burn ban going out here, and I'm assuming that's probably pretty generalized around.
Well, for me, I have not, you know, gotten any notices in the mail or anything like that for my area, but I do look out at the Olympics and see that they have definitely lost a lot of their snow cap and aren't looking as white on top as they usually do.
Yeah.
Especially for this time of year. You know, usually we'll see at least some sort of white, but it's pretty barren.
Yeah. So be wise with your water and all that sort of stuff. But it just pretty much more of the same. Partly sunny and goes on forever, and who knows if we'll ever see the rain again.
Maybe actually a chance of rain on Wednesday night going into Thursday, but that's going to be just a little overnight rain. So if you're somebody who does only things during the day, you might not even notice it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would love to have some rain. We, you know, definitely need it. And but enjoy the nice weather. But it's kind of in my sweet spot. I mean, I'm great in the 70s, and that's what I love that weather. But you get up to the 80s and going on up, then it's too warm for me. So I wimp out if it gets too cold. I wimp out if it gets too hot. So it's kind of in the sweet spot right now.
You got the Goldilocks of the weather.
Yeah, yeah. So, Linda, you got any sunshine down in your, because you're in the South Seattle area.
Yeah. It looks like we got some clouds, and a minute ago there was some sunshine leaking through, but it covered back up again. So I think we're going to see some sun, but it's not really fully arrived yet.
All right. Okay. Well, and just for any of you that know or that don't know, phone calls take priority today. That we will open phone lines as soon as we officially start the show, which, of course, will take a little while for us to get to here as we catch up with each other. But we would love to hear from you. And Linda is able to work her magic with the best therapy and energy code stuff. And she will, in your private practice, Linda, you work only on humans. But we also know your brother, Dr. Nels, of course, who's with us for 14 years regularly, is temporarily away from the microphone here as we make sure it's safe for him to do the show and not be harassed by the Veterinary Association. You know, one of my issues with veterinary medicine, of course, is that if you heal animals and you're not a veterinarian, they don't want you to do what you do. I'm not so sure about their Hippocratic oaths and all of that sort of thing. Do they really care about healing animals? But anyway, Dr. Nels is very gifted and does some miraculous work with animals. And so, of course, they don't want him doing what he's doing in this state. So we're just making sure that it is okay for him to join us. And he's available to you off the air at any time. Healingministryforanimals.com, just in case you want to find him. Linda is doing a real good job of covering the bases, because kind of came up with a great way that you can call in and get an energy balancing session for yourself. But we spend a little more time with callers now, because once Linda clears the human animal, she's has a way of kind of then getting the energy to your animals through you. So that's been really fun. And so the more of you that call in, the more we get to experience this way of working with you and your animals. And so we would love you to pick up your phones today and join us. And usually after the bottom of the hour, we've got phone lines open. And Nathan, you and I had a brief conversation about the phone, so everybody knows. We are getting new phone systems. And apparently, if I understand what you just told me, Nathan, it's all ready to go.
Yep.
However,
there's a problem.
Well, it's all ready to go, and nothing has changed. The only number that we have that's working is the 888 number. So if you want to call in today, you write down this number, 888-298 5569, 888-298-5569. Sometimes you need a one, sometimes you don't. So it's kind of, you know, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Well, sometimes you need a one, sometimes you don't. We don't have the new phone lines up today because actually the station made, I think, a really intelligent decision.
Because and here comes the problem that I was, you know, hinting about.
Well, we don't have the new phone lines working yet because they're ready to go, but the station decided, let's not, you know, plug it in just before the weekend in case something's not working right and it's messed up. Then, you know, here we'll be on Sunday saying we're the last ones to know, and it's always, you know, well, there's no help because it's Sunday. Anyway, so they're not going to plug in the new stuff until after today, and then they can work out the bugs during the week so that we aren't all messed up on the weekend. So I appreciate that. And it turns out that's a really good decision, because the other thing I want you to know about right away is that wonderful planet Mercury is still in retrograde. And you know, that messes with communications and all that sort of stuff. And anything then going to work is, anything that's going to break mechanically is going to happen during a retrograde, and people forget and things get canceled and stuff doesn't work and all that sort of stuff. But hopefully we won't have any of that Mercury in retrograde stuff, because we've been using just the 88 number for quite a while now and it's working just fine. So 888-298-5569. And then maybe the next time we're back together, we'll have new phone lines. But as our understanding, Nathan, is that the 888-298-5569 is going to be our permanent phone number.
That's what it'll be. And forget about the 425-373-5527 number, because that one's going to be...
That's gone
forever. That one's goner. So get that out of your speed dial or your contacts, whatever it is. You won't need it anymore.
All righty then. So I think that, Mercury is retrograde, I think. Let me grab my little astrological book here. I think it's till the 29th. Let's see here. It goes direct on July 20th. Gosh, I know
20 what? You cut out there for a moment.
Well, that's because as I get to it, I'm thinking, oh, they make the print so small that 23rd. July 23rd.
Okay, that's better than the 29th.
Yep, but you know, then it takes a few days to balance itself and that sort of thing. So, you know, during the retrograde, it's not a good time to sign contracts, do new stuff. And if you have to, just remember to really take your time and be very careful with your communications. And also be careful in conversations and all of that. It's easy to misunderstand things and all of that sort of thing. And so just keep in mind here, if we have any technical glitches today, it's not us, it's Mercury. So we'll see how
it's like
that
our
goes.
Little get out of jail free card for technology.
Exactly. Have a built-in excuse. So gosh, I wanna know, Nathan. You know, you sound great, you look great. All the photographs you took, and it looks like you had just a fabulous time in the Philippines. So why don't you fill us in?
Yeah. So that trip lasted from June 8th through the 24th. It was my third time going out there to see my lovely girlfriend, Fia. And this time probably the big event was her father's birthday and retirement celebration. Mm-hmm. And as you saw on the pictures, it was basically like wedding reception scale type event. You know, they have this big hall that is rented out. It's all decorated out. And they have a DJ or MC there to announce everything. They had activities and games, a whole buffet line of food, and, you know, like 100 people there as well, where everybody gets their own assigned tables. I mean, what you would think a wedding reception would be like was exactly how this birthday and retirement celebration played out. And then,
well, it sounds like they're really good at celebrating stuff.
They are, especially when it comes to birthdays and anything family related. Their family values in the Philippines are just top notch. And the amount of care that they have for each other and how everybody's involved with everything and basically won't stop at anything to miss an occasion like this. It truly is special.
Yeah, and because I don't know that much about the Philippines. I'm learning more about it as you spend time there, and so forth. But I don't remember where I saw you wrote this somewhere. And it could have been on a Facebook post or a message or something like that. But
probably on a Facebook post after
it stuck in my mind. But you referred to the Philippines. I was like, the land of gentle people?
Oh, yeah. So that was a place that I went down to.
To talk about that.
So the land of gentle people, it's actually the city of gentle people. It is Dumaguete. So every city, for the most part, has like its own little tagline. Like one of the other cities I went to or near where she lives is Bacolod, and theirs is the city of smiles. So down in Dumaguete, it's the city of gentle people. But that's kind of a hybrid, like resort and college town type area on the southern end of her island. And we took some time to go down there, and just an absolutely beautiful place. And but yeah, we spent a couple days down there during my visit and got to do some exciting things, like go down to their waterfront that they had there. And they just have a really nice waterfront or boulevard where they have volleyball fields, pickleball courts, actually, too. Pickleball is very popular out there. And, you know, just people hanging out and having a good time during the evening and singing karaoke. There's also vendors in there and other photo opportunity places and sculptures and pieces of art. And so just a great time down there. And then afterwards, we went to a nearby city, kind of like maybe a division of Dumaguete called Valencia. And there it's up a little bit, it's when they start to get into the foothills. And so we went on a hike to a waterfall that they have. And that was a really fantastic hike. Not something for the people that would be, you know, unsure on their feet, though, because to the right, there's a rope to hold on to just for stability. And then there's a 3-foot path, which you're going down, and it's pretty steep, too. And on the left, well, if you go over that edge, you're probably not coming back.
Hey, okay, so that's not a hike that Martha would want to take.
No.
Martha would be very happy just to hear about you doing it and all of that. But, yeah, no, that would not be on my list of things I want to do.
But the hike was absolutely worth it, though. And actually, on that day, I ended up coming down with a cold. And so I wasn't sure if I wanted to do that hike or not. I was debating throughout the day, but, you know, it came to my mind. It's like, you know, you came all this way. You're doing that hike. And so I mustered up the strength, and it's about a 1.2-kilometer trip going down and back, and so one way. And so, yeah, it was intense. It was very steep. A lot of stuff to climb over. But once I got there, oh, was it so worth it? I mean, just the absolute beauty. I mean, you're almost like in this grotto. The waterfall comes down. There's a cave off to the side. There's a pond you can go swim in. And it's just very nice and peaceful there. And there was a lot of people as well, but everybody was very respectful of other people that were wanting to, you know, enjoy the area too. And just, yeah, just like, you've seen the photos, I know, so you got the chance to see what those waterfalls were like. But
well, it's really beautiful. Yeah. It sounds like you really love it down there now. So are the Philippines someplace where you might want to consider living?
Yeah, I would definitely, you know, when the time comes to be where I'm in a situation where I can afford to, you know, have a place there or here, or have something where it could be like maybe part-time in the Philippines and part-time here, around retirement or something like that. But yeah, as the future goes down, that is definitely a very good possibility.
All right, so some thinking along those lines, and that's very interesting. Sounds like canoodling's getting to a more serious level.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, we are. We're definitely moving forward.
You know, curious minds want to know these things. But it would appear from all the photographs that you still remain the tallest guy on the planet when you're in the Philippines.
Yes,
because
even in
it's
Manila.
Like there's Nathan. You see in the photographs, there's Nathan, and then just lower your eye level like about 2 feet, and then there's everybody else.
I gotta watch my steps sometimes.
Well, there was something in, you know, all the stuff you said. Aren't they calling you the tall guy now?
I've always been the tall guy.
Oh, right. But you're the tall guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you see those photographs, it's like, yeah, how can you miss? You can't miss the tall guy. So it's like, you know, Fia's like, oh, I'm with the tall guy.
Yeah. You know, I'm her giant, as she likes to say.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the height difference between, it's not just between you and Fia, it's between you and all of the Filipinos, pretty much. But that doesn't interfere? Doesn't make a difference
No.
How things...
Everything that works out really well.
So they consider tall people and that, you know, that you're able to do everything. Everything isn't made for short people.
Sometimes look at you like you're some sort of mythological creature that's happens like, oh, who's this?
Well, I wonder, yeah, do you get stared at because you're so tall?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
A lot of glances of like people that's like, man, that guy's tall.
All right, so a good time was had by all, and great celebrations and parties. I think every time that you said this is the third time you've been down, every time there's been some kind of celebration. I know. I think the last time you were down there, it was your birthday.
Yeah,
the first time I can't remember what the celebration was. Maybe it was just that you were there. I don't remember, but it was another one of those big parties and feasts and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, the first time was Fia's birthday and also Valentine's Day. Like you said, the second time was my birthday, and the third time her father's birthday. So, all right, whose birthday is next? Who wants me to come out there to celebrate their birthday?
Yeah. All right. Well, you missed mine, so.
Well, you want to come with on the next one?
I feel like I kind of go with you anyway because you're so good at, you know, reporting what's going on and sending photographs. You know,
I try.
it's almost as good as being there. I just would like to be there sometimes for those big banquets and feasts that you have, and there's always so much colorful, wonderful food. That it does a lot of life circulate or work around food and in that culture.
Well, just because of how like community oriented and family values are, I mean, everybody's always there supporting each other. So, I mean, everybody's always cooking each other food if they're not out at work or doing something else. And so somebody is always like making food someplace. And there's a saying, Nyagata, that means like come over for lunch, or Nyaponta, that means come over for dinner. And, people would just be, they'll be having a feast at their home, but just some random person will be walking by and it'll say, the Nyagata, and then
Come
invite
on
them.
in.
Yeah, come on over. Hey, come join us for food, no matter who they are. And they're very welcoming and inviting of people to come over and partake in their feast and celebrations, or maybe just normal lunch or dinner time.
All right. All right. Well, it sounds like wonderful energy, and that you're loving it more and more. So
Oh, every time gets better and better.
wonderful. New
Now,
plans yet for the next time?
that's thinking about to maybe be in Christmas or New Year, or even at the end of January or February, they have their big festival in their city called Dinagsa, and that one I really want to experience as well. And that's one of those things where you've probably seen videos where it's a festival of colors. So
Oh.
everybody, they all start off wearing like some sort of white t-shirt, but in the end of the day, they all come home and they're covered in paint and things like that, or other colors that got thrown onto them. So I'd really like to experience that as well.
That sounds like fun.
So right now it's kind of a toss-up. Do I go up between Christmas and New Year, or do I do Dinagsa?
Well, now, has Fia ever been to the States and been here?
That is something that we are still working on, getting her out here.
Okay.
But
But so she's never been to the to
not
our
yet.
country. Okay. All
But
right. But so you are talking about a way for her to come and visit here at some point, huh?
yeah, we definitely want to have her come out here and see the States and be in the
Well,
States
yeah,
too.
too. I would imagine, because it sounds, the more and more you describe the Filipino culture and the family and the closeness and a lot of what's going on, there might be a little bit of culture shock up here
Yeah,
for,
there
wouldn't
could
you
be,
think?
but also within my church, we do have a very large Filipino population.
Oh,
So
okay.
they do all sorts of cultural things at our church based in Filipino tradition, like Simbang Gabi around Christmas time. That's a big thing that they do for our church as well. And of course, they're always involved with other things that are going on. So she'll definitely have a Filipino home here. Plus, in the SeaTac or South Center Mall, we have the most popular Filipino place to eat, and that's called Jollibee. And
Okay.
so she won't be far from home if she has a Jollibee.
I sort of have it. My brother's oldest daughter, so my oldest niece, married a Filipino man. There's Filipino blood in my family now, so my their kids. And they just I think we talked about it here, because they spent last Chris they went to the Philippines for Christmas this last year, taking their kids to the Philippines, because their grandparents of course spend a lot of time there and so forth. So anyway, I have Filipino blood in my family now too, so very
And of
cool.
course, going back to the food, you did see the particular type of food and the roast. And
Yes.
I got a little bit involved in that.
Well, I didn't mention that for a reason.
Yep. We're just going to leave it
Just
at that because, given the
yeah.
content of the show, it could be graphic to some ears.
Yes, and and I did see that you were more in the photographs. I think you know what you're talking about, but like I said, I think we can just bypass that.
Yeah.
All righty. I'm looking at the clock, and since we're talking about you and you're talking about your trip, you're not stomping around because we're not on schedule. But I'm thinking let's go ahead and take care of advertisers before we get too far off schedule. Then we'll be able to officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. And that way, then we can continue chatting, but we have open phone lines so you guys can call in so we can get to the theme of the day, of course, which is energy balancing for you and your animal friends with Linda. If you would like to give us a call and get in line and be first one that we bring on the air, the number to call is 888-298-5569. Sometimes you need one, sometimes you don't. 888-298-5569. We're going to take care of our advertisers. We'll come back. I'll start the show officially with our prayers and affirmations, and then phone lines will be open. So if you need to get a call in here because you got to go off to something else, you can give a call now, and we'll get you on as soon as we can. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, we heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton. Boy, it's one that keeps my body in shape and me going. And her Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline, so it's easy access and easy parking. And oh gosh, what a gift to be in, her healing gong room, as I call it, with all the gongs and the chimes, and then her incredible work with the wonderful, gentle, amazing type of chiropractic she does, along with the Accutonics, which is tuning type forks on acupuncture points. And I find it way more powerful than just needles for acupuncture. And I know, Linda, you work with Jude as well, and it is just an incredible experience. So if you want to check out Jude, she can work with you in person or remotely. And just like we do here, you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give her a call and she'll call you back at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We would love to have you. Shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. I saw you chatting on the phone, Nathan, but we don't have callers waiting that I need to pay attention to.
Well, we do have one. We got Monica calling from Lake Forest Park, but we still need to get through opening the show as well before we
all right.
Get that
well, I just
rolling.
Wondered because Monica, if Monica's waiting, then you know she gets priority, so that means I won't fool around here. We'll get right to officially starting the show so we can put Linda to work. sound like a plan here. All right. So if you haven't been here for starting the show, I officially start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And so I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one for our human animals, because it's Sunday and I can. So now, whether or not you participate, it's up to you, and you can say the prayers and then the affirmations that we do, picked for their profound positive effects on our lives. So you can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me and use them during the week, or you can opt out. Completely up to you. Not like dancing when we get to the love train, because dancing's required, but you can opt out the prayers and affirmations. All righty. So I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go with that. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now, we get to our affirmations here, all contributed by some member of our animal world family or another, and picked for their great effects, positive effects on us and our feelings and behavior and that sort of thing. Alrighty, this first one was a spiritual assignment for me, so this comes from Ananda. Say it three times a day, once a day for a week, see what happens. I'm still doing it and sharing it with you because it's made a profound difference in my life. Here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, this second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen, who's right here with us today. And when, you know, we get to Monica, and you find it when Linda works with some human animal, she gives an affirmation to keep the energy going and so forth. That's where this affirmation came from. And so many of you said how powerful it was that I started doing it. I'm still doing it. It really, really is effective. Now, in this affirmation, when I talk about abundance, imagine in your mind the type of abundance that you want to attract into your life at this time. All right, here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty, and now our next affirmation. This also comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, but the Italian division. And I love this affirmation for preparing myself to go out in the world, and I use it for my animal friends as well. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty, then our next affirmation actually comes from Natasha Venter, our intuitive gal, and this one is really great for, you know, trying to stay in alignment with all the crazy energy we got going on these days. So here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty then, and this last longer affirmation comes from the Ananda Institute as well. It is their a Warrior of Light affirmation, and boy, do we need this one, sending light all over the country, all over the world, because there's a lot of warring going on, and let's just blanket the world in God's light and pray for the highest good. So here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. All righty, and then when all this warring stuff started, we added back in Yogananda's peace and harmony prayer. Just going to keep it going because the war continues. There is no end in sight. So God's light and love is the most powerful energy on the earth. So let's just wrap the world with love and light. Now, this is a two-part affirmation. And if you're doing this at home, the first affirmation you do 10 times, the second one you do 3 times, but for radio purposes, we do 3 each. And it is best, Master recommended that you put your hands in the prayer position because it aligns you more with the divine. Here we go 3 times, first affirmation. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Second affirmation, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All right, then. We wrap up this whole prayer and affirmation sections and seat it for in our hearts for the day and the week with Dr. Nell's contribution. His energy is still here. So this was his favorite part. Cross your hands over your heart and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Oh, all righty, then. We are good to go. Nathan, your call. Do we go to Monica? You want to get the advertisers out of the way and then go to phone calls?
I'm thinking we go to Monica before the advertisers, simply because we have a little bit of an announcement that we need to make after this set of advertisers. So let's take care of Monica first.
That is very true. But before we go to Monica, I just want to say, when once we get Monica on the line and when Linda starts working, used to be that I would have to repeat her instructions so we didn't have dead air. But now we have a wonderful system, this wonderful music bed that we play so that we don't have dead air. Okay? But Linda, let's acknowledge who is the contributor of the wonderful music that Nathan will play.
Yes, the music today was written and performed by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com.
All righty. So let's head to Lake Forest Park. And Monica, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Linda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you again so shortly.
All right. So let's tell everybody who you are or what you're calling about. As for you, your dog friend, what's going on?
Okay, so I'm calling from Lake Forest Park. We have two dogs, one in particular I wanted to talk about today, Brisbane, who's 2.5. He has what we think kind of some nervous system dysregulation, and particularly separation anxiety, and that was what I wanted to talk about today.
Okay, and then you have a second dog, Bella.
Yes.
Right.
We have Bellatrix. Uh-huh.
And
she's just over one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and really nice dog. And Bella, breed I don't get to see very often, if you haven't figured it out. I have I'm working with Monica and her family, which includes these two dogs. Bella is a cane corso. But gosh, she's only a year old, but a really, really nice dog. I really, really liked her. And I've thought of her often, Monica, since I saw you. I really like her. These dogs are what I think you were talking about Brizzy, 3 years old? I can't remember.
Yeah, almost 2.5.
Mm-hmm. And so a little bit of separation stuff. And so, Linda, we know that you will work with Monica first. The wonderful thing is about the work that Linda and, you know, and Dr. Nels, you know, when he's working, they don't treat or diagnose. We talk about what's going on with the human and or the animals just so we all know and can follow what's going on. But you have a real specific system you work with, Linda, and you you will be giving Monica some direction in this, and then you just kind of tune in to her. And her body tells you what to do, and then you will work a little longer with her to get some energy through to Briz and Bella. But you're saying today for Monica, the biggest concern you have for the dogs would be Brizzy and separation issues.
Right? I would say so. I mean, they're both very sweet. I think that was something that came up in our training with you, Martha. Yes.
Yeah. And how are they doing with all the barking and stuff? Is all that coming under control and everything?
They're doing really well with that. Yes. Yep.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to turn you over to Linda, who will direct the rest of this. So, and I'm remembering everybody else that's listening. Okay. And in human animal suits, if you tune in to what's going, you're listening here. In your own mind, when Linda's asking, you know, telling Monica, giving her direction, you do it related to what's going on with you. And it's kind of like you get a surrogate healing along with Monica and her dogs. You'll also get some for you and your animal friends. Does that explain it okay, Linda?
Yes, it does.
All righty. Then, Linda, take it away.
Okay. So, Monica, I'm going to have you think about the number one thing that you would most like to heal, change, improve, or resolve in your life. And just let me know when you have that in your thoughts.
Yes.
Okay. So just focusing on that. Noticing how you feel as you think about it. And then setting that aside, focus on the word accurate, the feeling of being accurate. Accurate and the number 3 are the two things to hold in mind. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking accurate three, closed eyes looking at the right side of your forehead. Perfect. Breathe normally, Monica, and tip your head forward with your eyes open, just looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bringing that number one thing back into your thoughts. Okay, and that is released. I'm going to invite you, Monica, to think the sky is blue. Just relaxing and breathing normally. And we're going to also now shift to your connection and thoughts about your animal companions. And we're going to start with Bella. So I'm going to have you think about Bella. Just bringing her into your thoughts. Just noticing how you feel when you think about Bella. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of judgment. We're going to replace judgment. Replacing judgment with the feeling of conscientious. So now you're focused on that feeling of being conscientious. And the number two, conscientious two, are the two things in your mind. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the left. So rolling your closed eyes to the left. Thinking conscientious too. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out, just taking a nice long inhale and then just having a nice long exhale. Thinking conscientious too. Your closed eyes are looking to the left. Perfect. Breathe normally, Monica, and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and letting your thoughts return to Bella. And that is complete. And then I invite you to think the sky is blue, just relaxing and breathing normally. And I'm going to invite you to think about Brizzy, thinking about when the two of you first met, whenever that was. Letting that memory be in your mind. And then I'm going to have you shift your thoughts to whatever the current situation is. Just letting that be in your mind. And then setting Rizzi outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of loneliness. And we're going to replace loneliness Replacing loneliness with the feeling of faithful, full of faith. Faithful and the number two are the two things to hold in mind. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking down, so just rolling your closed eyes downward. And you're going to take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, letting yourself get a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking faithful to closed eyes or looking down. Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then letting your thoughts return to Rizzi in this current time period and whatever your concerns are. There's a little more to do on this, so continuing to focus on Rizzi and the concerns that you have. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of satisfied. Satisfied and the number three are the two things to hold in mind. Your eyes will be closed and looking to the left, rolling your closed eyes to the left. And doing that very slow, deep breathing in and out. Very long inhale, very long exhale. Thinking satisfied, three. Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then letting your thoughts return to whatever the current situation is with Rizzi, what your concerns are. And that is complete. And I invite you to return to thinking the sky is blue, just relaxing and breathing normally. Okay, and I have an affirmation for you to use. You can stop focusing on blue sky and have you think, I embrace the feeling of tranquility, letting that be what's in your mind, especially if you find yourself ruminating on something that is sad or seems to bring up some fears. See if you can switch to, I embrace the feeling of tranquility, thinking this very frequently today, tomorrow, and the next day. And saying it out loud, if you enjoy that, and otherwise just thinking it and letting your awareness be on what it feels like to be physically experiencing tranquility in the body. How are you doing, Monica?
I'm doing well. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I would imagine, Linda, too, maybe that when Monica's thinking about Brizzy, mm-hmm. you know, to imagine that feeling of tranquility
mm-hmm.
for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay? Yeah, that's a shared experience of tranquility.
Yeah. So unfortunately, we're right up against the clock here and trying to, you know, keep the schedule somewhat normal. And Monica, are you okay with all of this? If you want to talk to us longer, we can hold you over the top of the hour break. But that's going to be 5 minutes or so before we can bring you back on in the next hour. Would you like to wait and talk more, or are you good for today?
I think I'm pretty good for today. I mean, unless there's, you recommend me hanging around, I'm happy to do so as well.
No, that's great. But if there's anything specific you need to talk to me about the dogs or anything, no, after I finish the show, you know, after 12:15 or so, I'm available if you want to give me a call.
Awesome.
Off the air.
Thank you both.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Awesome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So we have gone over time frame. So what I'm thinking, Nathan, will work here is once I set up the love train and energization prayer, then you could run the ad that was supposed to run with the surprise we have for you. Okay, so that means you have to pay attention and listen to what Nathan's going to be playing here before we get to the love train music. Because there is a big announcement coming, and it is a surprise. It surprised me, and it's really good news. I think you all will be really excited. So you need to pay attention, because then we'll love train, and then Nathan will tell us more about the big surprise. Does that sound like a plan, Nathan?
That sounds good. I already had it queued up that way. So let's go ahead and
get to it since we're on the same page. So that Mercury in retrograde is working in our favor here. Well, this is also a Mercury in retrograde thing. All righty. So we're going to get on the love train. And there's lots of times during the song to send love all over the country, all over the world. Remember, love is the most powerful energy on the planet. Let's just wrap us all in love. There's so much going on. And I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. And remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, dance in your bed, dance in your chair, dance anywhere. But at least get moving, so get your juices flowing, and send that love around the world. So here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.